981 2NM Tuesday mornings. We'd like to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Rod Scholes. How are you doing, Rod?
I'm doing quite well.
Mate, this weather. Goodness me.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's not been good at all. And it's certainly doing some damage to roads, and we're certainly getting some water laying around, and the river certainly went up last night.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we'll see a few more rises as the week progresses. But yesterday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we were talking potholes, possibly even a crater on Thomas Mitchell Drive. Have you got any info on that?
Yes. Unfortunately, these craters do develop. I came up the New England Highway today from Newcastle, and there's quite a collection of them down near the Leamington Turnoff
as
well.
Yes, quite a collection there.
Quite a collection there. So, yeah, it was an issue. I actually heard you call it on the radio on Monday morning, and I managed to get onto council staff to find out whether they actually did know about it.
Yeah.
And they were able to inform me, yes, they did know about it, and the crew was on their way out there. And they did go out. They filled it in.
Oh, good.
Because they are doing it in wet weather. I know around lunchtime yesterday as well, they went out and put some more material back in it.
Oh,
and
good
that
on them.
Possibly will be ongoing.
Because that one was damaging cars. It was that big.
Yeah. It was, apparently there was five cars that damaged their
rims
and tires.
Yes, that's what we heard.
But, again, a major repair like that, can't do it in wet weather, so we'll bear with us. They'll keep patching and patching and patching until they can dig it all out, get some reasonable material back into it, and go from there.
I guess it's a big question that a lot of the community have is, how long can you be patching up a piece of road before you just drag it out and replace it properly?
Depends on what it is. A pothole normally is, pulling out of my engineering background.
It's pothole talk on 2NM this morning.
A pothole is generally formed from subsoil water, subsoil water, or the material underneath is rounded and is not binding. So therefore, it kind of like semi-vibrates, and you get a slight failure.
Yes.
Water gets in, and it just, the vehicle's just powdered out. And let's face it, Thomas Mitchell Drive.
Wow, I'd see some heavy vehicles there.
It's a lot of heavy vehicles and a lot of vehicles over it.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing thing. It is a road. It's a state significant road. So we actually get money from the state to actually look after it, because it's considered their bailiwick these days, because it's a heavy vehicle bypass.
Oh, yes.
So,
speaking of bypasses,
yes,
I'll tell you what, the population of Muswellbrook just in the last 24 hours with what ARTC have been doing on the underpass, if you could install some sort of a quick flyover, that would make everybody's life easier.
I can, that's right. So, I came up from Newcastle this morning. It's with the freeway, it's a 1 hour, 20 minute.
Yep.
Added 15 minutes onto that today, and that was from basically the car yard at South Town through the centre of town to where I reside. So it's not pretty, and it's going to be ongoing for the next quite a few days. And the other concern we've got now is what happened last night with regards to Monday night with the river peaking,
yep,
and the underpass getting impacted upon.
Which it always does when there's a lot of weather. You've had an update regarding the flooding as well. What have you heard?
So last night it peaked at Demmin. No major issue with regards to Demmin, but the town needs to understand, again, I know the town gets a bit up with water lying around, is the level was at such a height that we actually had to shut the gates so we couldn't drain the water from the town necessarily out into the plain. And that's a historical thing. You've got to remember that Demmin, half of Demmin, is actually built on a floodplain.
Right.
So it's always going to have issues with regards to water lying around.
Which is okay in a drought, but now we have.
That's right. Yeah. And no denying it's been an ongoing problem with Denman for many years, and it's been a problem that's been addressed over many years, but not all problems have been solved.
Well, it makes it difficult when it all happens at once. We know the council staff are out there doing their very, very best to make everything as safe as possible for the residents of the Muswellbrook Shire Council. So everybody just be a little bit patient, and also please think safety first.
That's right. Just don't drive through flooded waters.
Rod Scholes, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks, Ben.